a democratic president would be better for Africa than a Republican president, because especially given the way the Republican Party is going these days, is looking inwards, has no interest in Africa. I think that it would be better for Africans to help elect a democratic president in the U.S. because of the fact that the Democrats are more likely to promote better relations with Africa than the Republicans have indicated.
Since you mentioned the Democratic Party, can you actually specifically point out the closeness as well as the willingness of President Biden to actually make Africa part of his agenda?
Well, during his presidency, Biden made it clear that he was interested in helping Africans develop themselves. And of course, you can see that during the presidency of the previous administration, there was no interest in Africa whatsoever. But during Biden's administration, he was able to talk to Africans, and not only Africans here, but also Africans in Africa, and invite some of them to Washington to consult with him and give him an opportunity to understand the types of issues that Africans were interested in, and try to put together a plan to help them improve their economic situation. So I think that during that period, his vice president was also involved in those negotiations. And I believe that if she becomes the next president, I don't see any reason why she would not continue that type of policy.
What else should the Africans actually hope for in the coming election? We are seeing a lot of volatile happenings going on in the Horn of Africa, protests in Kenya, ethnic conflicts in Ethiopia, a civil war in Sudan. Does the presidency make a difference in bringing about at least peace for that area?
Well, I think what we have to make clear whenever we are talking about Africa is that in the end, whether Africa progresses or not must be determined by Africans themselves. There is no messiah coming to save Africa. Africans must save themselves. And you mentioned Sudan. Take Sudan, for example. There is virtually nothing any foreign power, no matter how powerful it is, can do to bring peace to Sudan. Peace in Sudan is going to be determined by the Sudanese themselves. As you can see, there are two generals in Sudan that are fighting each other. And over the last 2 years, experts have not been able to actually understand why the two of them are fighting and killing innocent people. And so anyone who had visited Khartoum, say 10 years ago, and visits Khartoum today, we realize that there is no Khartoum anymore. These people have destroyed Khartoum completely. And so you start asking yourself, what exactly are the two generals fighting for or about? And so one of the things that we need to keep in mind is that if Africa is going to develop, Africans, especially African leaders, have to change the way they look at politics and begin to understand that history will not judge them very well. Because many of them have had very destructive attitudes towards their own countries. So you see the same problem in Sudan. You see the same issue in South Sudan. You see the same problem in Mali, in Burkina Faso, in Niger, in Guinea. So the question, and in DRC, so the question I always ask myself is that what exactly are these African leaders trying to do? And so, yes, we need the international community, countries like the U.S., the European Union, to help Africa develop. But they can only do so if Africans themselves are willing to live together in peace and develop their own societies.